4 to 5 years ago, we had the same issue when it was threatened that the post was to close the one big post office. And it was, I called a public meeting at that time with a huge number of people attending the meeting. And we more or less had petitions signed, and a number of people went in marches to the Bunbeg post office. And we emphasised how important this post office was in the area. And the post then decided that they would keep it open. But it turns out now that the postmistress is retiring in September, October, and which is also, we don't know what's happening there. A number of redundancy packages have been given to postmasters around Ireland and in Donegal, and which means that there'll be certain post offices that the postmasters or mistresses agree to take the redundancy package that the post office is closed. So I've been in contact with the Bunbeg post office, the postmaster there, and she is definitely retiring. But there is somebody else interested in taking the postmaster's job on board. So at the moment, we in Sinn Féin are working with the local community and also on POST and also the minister to try and have this post office kept and to provide the services that's essential for the community.
You say someone is interested in taking over. Has there been formal contact between that person and on POST, and what response have they been getting, and what response has the community been getting to its concerns?
Well, I'm aware that there was contact made with POST at the moment, and we should know that in the next few weeks before the deadline comes in September, October. And we hope to get a good resolution out of this by keeping the post offices open in Bunbeg. If it's closed, it'd be a huge blow to the Gidore area, because that means that people would have to travel to Derrybeg, and also, you know, the service that are provided there would be moved to Derrybeg, and that would have a huge pressure on Derrybeg as well, with the huge influx of people that are using Bunbeg at the moment to go to Derrybeg.
As you said, there was a very widely publicised and a very widely supported campaign in Bunbeg some years ago to preserve the post office at the point it was under threat in the past. Do you believe that enough's been done in the meantime to prove that there is a demand for the service, that people are using the service, that there is a rationale to hand to OnePost to say there should be a service here, and these figures prove it?
Yes, and I believe that the people will come out again and support after Bunbeg post office, not alone the people of the area, but also for people coming to the area, such as tourism, that these services are kept in the area, and that the services are also available to tourists that are in the area. And it's very, very important that a post office like this has been there over 100 years, and now we see that the post office is investing 50 million in post offices, but this is not the right way to go in closing down post offices, where they should be providing more services within the post office themselves.